to A Cup of English. Today is Monday, the 8th of February, 2010, and the title of this podcast is A Growing Obsession. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday through Friday I will bring you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. And today in Grammar Notes, we will cover some common expressions. A growing obsession. If you're looking for a bargain in this town, there is a store that offers some very good deals. It is called the Grocery Outlet. I was in there the other day, searching for the latest best buys, when I saw a large shelf of flowers on display. In amongst the different kinds of flowers were orchids. I was pleased and surprised at the same time. You can never really be sure what you will find in this shop. Their specials change from one day to the next. To find orchids was a very pleasant surprise. It just so happens that my mother has started collecting orchids. She is very quickly becoming an encyclopedia about them. I called her on the cell phone to let her know about my find. "Get me two of the best, will you? I'll pay you back later," she said. There were several colours to choose from, and the plants ranged from small to about 2.5 feet tall. When I got home, I thought I would find out about these exotic flowers that so many people have as a hobby. Orchids can be found in almost every habitat on the planet, apart from deserts and glaciers. Most are found in the tropics. And when I say most, I'm talking in terms of thousands. Orchids are the largest family of all flowering plants. There are over 22,000 species of orchids. About 800 new kinds are found or cultivated each year. One orchid is responsible for vanilla, which we use in cooking. It comes from Mexico and, not surprisingly, is called vanilla. With so many orchids around, you can imagine the variety of shape, color, and pollinating practices. Some are self-pollinating, and there is even one in Australia which lives underground and relies on ants and other underground insects to pollinate it. Orchids have been around for a very long time as well. A fossilized bee that was trapped in amber about 15 million years ago was found to have orchid pollen on its wings. There are annual shows around the world dedicated to orchids, and hundreds of thousands of people visit these shows to feed their obsession. Grammar notes. Common expressions. From one day to the next. You never know what the weather will be like from one day to the next here. One minute it's snowing, the next it's raining. It just so happens. Did you say that you need a calculator? It just so happens that I have one here. You can never really tell, or you can never really, plus infinitive. You can never really judge a person by his appearance. That scruffy man over there is a generous millionaire. Or, you should never really expect to succeed if you don't work hard. Well, that's it for today. Remember to email me at acupofenglish@live.com, that's live.com, if you have any questions at all. I promise to write back to you. And remember, you can always get the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Until next time, bye-bye.